In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You walk through the neighborhood, and you smell someone barbecuing steak, and it smells so good. Suddenly, there is nowhere else you would desire to be than where that steak is. Or you're in a restaurant, you see the people next to you having just ordered a delicious apple pie. And suddenly, there is nowhere else you desire to be than at that restaurant so that you too can be served a nice, warm apple pie. Or on a hot and muggy day like this one, you see your neighbor drinking a glass of ice-cold water, and suddenly there is nowhere else you desire to be than at a place where there is refreshing, cool water. Well, do you remember what the 10 lepers in today's gospel desired? Not to be at a place where there was a steak, or an apple pie, or cold water. They only desire one thing: to be where Jesus is, and his mercy. That's all they desire. He is their only hope, and his mercy is their only hope. Put yourself in their shoes. I mean, don't forget, back then in the ancient world, leprosy is a dreadful skin disease. You face a future of infection and disfigurement. And since leprosy was considered to be contagious, it means you face a future of being cut off from your family, your friends, and the community. I mean, can you imagine how terrible it would be to have that disease? Well, there's only one place you would desire to be where Jesus is and his mercy, because he's the only hope you have. Remember what happens when Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem and he travels through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. These 10 lepers, and they stand far off, and they cry out to the Lord, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They don't want to be anywhere else but right there, the place where Jesus is and where his mercy is. And that's when it happened. Do you remember? He told them to go, show themselves to the priests, and they were to go and act as if they were healed. And as then they were going, all of a sudden they discovered they were healed. Fresh new skin. Leprosy gone. Just like that. They were right, weren't they, to desire to be with Jesus and to be with his mercy. Is that what you desire as well? To be with Jesus and to be with his mercy and to know his mercy above everything else? Sadly, it is a desire that can and it does go away, and we know this from our own experience. Remember what happened next in the gospel. Only one of the 10 lepers, and the one being a Samaritan, comes back, praises God, throws himself at the feet of Jesus, and thanks him. 9 did not. And Jesus has to ask the question, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Have you ever thought why that is? Why the Samaritan came back and the 9 didn't? I mean, look closely at the Samaritan who did come back. Why did he come back? Perhaps he desired to be with Jesus again and to be around his mercy. This Samaritan couldn't get enough. He wanted more Jesus, more mercy. He's not simply thankful, although he definitely is that. But perhaps he also wanted to be with Jesus and his mercy again and again. Now look at the other nine. The nine, they didn't get it. Sadly, they didn't desire to be with Jesus and his mercy again. They figured, oh, now that their leprosy is gone and they're cured, I mean, they can move on with their lives. They can do just fine without Jesus and his mercy. They've done the religious thing. They figured they've received just about enough. They felt they don't need any more. How sad. How tragic for those nine. Brothers and sisters in Christ, those nine are a warning to us. The reality is that often we do not desire to be with the Lord and his mercy like we should. There are times that we don't desire to meditate, ponder God's word regularly in a disciplined manner because we desire other things. Other things becoming top priority. Often we don't desire Jesus or to be with Jesus and his mercy like we should. Instead, we desire for control, for situations and circumstances that must always go according to our will, not God's will, nor his way. We desire for more control over those in our family, our friends, our fellow workers, those around us, and they better not get in the way. Often we don't desire to be with the Lord and his mercy like we should. And instead, we desire worry and fretting and about this thing or that thing, big things and little things. We desire to fix our problems through the means of more worry and fear, as if that would actually even work. There is no better desire, regardless of what we're facing, than to be with Jesus and his mercy. But often, like the nine lepers, we've desired other things and neglect to be with Jesus and his mercy. Repent. Yes, we fail. Yes, we ought to be filled with sorrow. But do you know what our good Lord does for us and he does for all the sorrowful? He makes you well. And look at the Samaritan today. When he came back to be with Jesus, perhaps he couldn't get enough of the Lord and his mercy. Jesus then says to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Your faith has made you well. Who did the Samaritan put his faith in? In himself? In his own faith? No, in Jesus. In other words, Jesus has made him well. Do you know what your good Lord does for you and all the sorrowful? He makes you well. Your faith has made you well. This simply means your Jesus, whom you put your faith in, your Jesus has made you well. Brothers and sisters in Christ, keep receiving Jesus, who was crucified on the cross in Calvary for you, and he rose again on the third day. He has made you well. Keep receiving Jesus, who's claimed you as his own in baptism. He wanted to, desired to. He's made you well. and keep receiving the forgiveness of Jesus who died for all of your sins, even the desiring of all the wrong things that become top priority, he's made you well. You are forgiven in the Lord Jesus. Believe it. And since your Jesus has made you well, and he keeps making you well through his death and resurrection, do you know what he does for you? He changes your desire. Jesus gives you more desire to be with him and his mercy. It's interesting the way it works. The more Jesus makes you well through his death and resurrection, in his holy word, in the waters of baptism, in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, in the words of absolution, the more he makes you well, the more you and I realize how much we need his mercy and then desire to be with Jesus and his mercy all the more. However, sadly, it must also be said, the more we get in the way of Jesus, of him making us well, when we desire other things, the less we want Jesus and his mercy. And we always wish to be aware of that danger. But brothers and sisters in Christ, he has made you well. The Lord has not abandoned you or me or St. Peter's or the church at large. He loves you, he cares for you, and he's made you well. You see, you are the Samaritan in the story. You have received mercy, and the Lord is not done with you. There's no better place to desire than to be where Jesus is and his mercy. It's all we got. It's all we need. There's no better desire. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.